everybody sings together the first time. We're going to sing it three times in harmony. Second time will be softer, but we're going to keep the same tempo when we get to the soft part. So keep up the speed. And will you like this pace?
On Thursday evenings, the Everyone Can Sing Community Choir gathers inside the Activity Center of the First United Presbyterian Church in Fayetteville. Each week, choir director Sharon Donnelly leads more than a dozen participants in song. The choir, which gives anyone who loves to sing, regardless of musical background or confidence level, a safe place to sing, was formed 5 years ago under the direction of Nancy Cooper Meyer.
It had been a dream of hers for just years and years to have a choir where everybody was welcome and there weren't any auditions and it was a safe place for people to come and sing together just for people who enjoyed singing. And I knew Nancy. She was a really good friend of mine. And so I was there the very first night when the choir started and was a regular member up until the time in early 2010 when Nancy passed away. And then we needed to have we wanted to have a tribute for Nancy. And somebody had to step up to keep us, you know, on track and everything. And so that kind of fell to me. And during that process, I discovered that I just really, really enjoyed being in that role, even though I never would have thought that would be true.
After a few months, Donnelly says she made the commitment to continue directing the choir. Donnelly understands why her fellow choir members wanted to keep the group going, because she started as a choir member prior to directing and remembers how much she enjoyed the group then.
I know how it feels to come and to be with a group of people that you like and that are just real laid back and easygoing, and you sing these songs that have really uplifting lyrics or heartwarming lyrics or just really can inspire you. And then there's this beautiful harmony that you create, and it just really feels good. So I've been on the other side, and I know that all the reasons that I wanted to be in the choir, and so I just want to make sure that somebody else who comes has that same kind of experience.
Donnelly says being a safe place for people to sing is a primary focus for the group.
I'm always conscious of not ever putting anybody on the spot or having anybody singled out. And there are ways to, maybe if somebody wants to during the break, kind of come over to the piano with me and go over something, we can do that, but that's not going to happen in the group. And people have different comfort levels with how they sing, but we don't have people who do solos, and so it just really is a communal coming together to enjoy these beautiful and wonderful songs.
The choir is comprised of men and women of all ages and varying musical experience. Some have been participating for years and others have just started, but several members like Cindy Hillsman and Lisa Riley seem to feel comfortable singing within the group.
For me, it's a place to freely sing without judgment and without having to be really, really a fabulous singer. It's just a place to let your voice out and to find joy in that. And for me, singing is really important. And when I don't do this, I just chant on my own. So this is a little more organized because we do sing parts. And so some of the pieces you do have to maintain sort of an alto part or a soprano or tenor or whatever. So it's a little more involved than just simple chanting. But it still meets that need for me to raise my voice in song.
That's within you. nice. Nancy just had a way about her. She taught art, she taught music, and she was really good at bringing people out, and Sharon's been able to do that too. So it's just a real safe environment. We're all pretty good friends. Not really out of choir, but in choir. And there's just a real acceptance of everyone.
Donnelly says new members are typically positioned between those who know their parts, and they don't need to sing until they feel comfortable doing so. Something she has found extremely helpful was making a CD for each member containing their part for all of the songs that they sing. She says the group's repertoire consists of more than 30 songs.
We try to keep them fairly short, fairly simple, but you can do really beautiful things with harmony, even if it's a simple song. We have songs in other languages. We have a couple of South African songs and a Sufi song. But they are, to me, they're songs that speak to the human spirit and the best of who we are and what we share.
The choir doesn't have regular concerts, but the singers do perform at the Fayetteville Farmers Market from time to time. This public performance allows group members to share their voices as well as some of Mayer's songs with others.
One of the reasons that we want to share our songs is that Nancy, who started the choir, was a songwriter also. And so there are several of her songs that we have sung all along since she started the choir. And it's a way to keep her spirit alive with what we're doing and a way to share her music with others. And so that's a special thing when we're able to sing one of her songs and to have other people hear that.
The Everyone Can Sing Community Choir meets for 12 weeks during the spring and fall. Participating in the first 2 weeks of the session is free, but the remaining 10 weeks cost $50. A new member night is scheduled for October 13th, but Donnelly says people are welcome to join anytime. The choir will also perform at the Fayetteville Farmers Market this Saturday. More information is available at everyonecansing.wordpress.com.